Congress makes deep cuts to foreign aid. Belarus hunts the culprits of a deadly subway bombing. And a book on Christian living threatens missional thinking. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Congress is set to vote on a budget for the 2011 fiscal year. At the same time, the federal budget for 2012 is also being introduced. Already, they know that $38 billion in cuts won't be enough for next year. And that makes foreign aid an easy target. Food for the Hungry's Lucas Coach says most people assume it eats up more than 10% of the budget.
The actual amount that goes directly to international food aid and development is one half of 1%.
Even if all the food aid got cut, it wouldn't make a dent in the federal deficit. Those funds make a life or death difference for tens of thousands.
We target the poorest of the poor around the world who are often weeks, if not days, away from real starvation. These funds can translate into death.
How the cuts will impact FH's programs is yet to be seen. However, Coach notes that real change happens when God's people respond with the hope of Christ.
It's not just going to be a matter of passing a few pieces of legislation, but it's really going to be God's people moving with an increased compassion to reach out for the poor.
Next, Belarus ordered a security crackdown after at least 12 people died and more than 200 were wounded in a subway rush hour bombing Monday night. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says
the Belarusian government says that the bomb was apparently radio controlled, and police had created some composite pictures of two male suspects using some testimony from witnesses.
It happened in one of the busiest metro stations in Minsk. He goes on to say that
SGA has a regional ministry center there, and we're just praising the Lord because from what we're able to see, I mean, none of our staff or other Christians were hurt.
That's even more significant since members of their team and church partners regularly use the station.
So it just seems obvious that the Lord really intervened and protected his people during this event.
The greater concern now is how hard the government will crack down.
Keep that situation in prayer that the perpetrators of this certainly would be brought to justice, and that then just as a fallout of it on Belarusian society, that there wouldn't be a negative impact on the proclamation of the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A controversial book could tear at the heart of missions. Global Advance founder and international representative David Shibley explains.
There has been a book that has been released recently by a high-profile pastor that suggests that eventually everyone is going to go to heaven.
The book has caused a stir in the Christian world due to its potential for heresy. Many say it suggests that no one will go to hell, no matter what the response to Christ. The effect that assertion could have on missions is significant. Shibley says there's far less urgency to share the gospel if everybody's going to end up in heaven anyway. Thus, Shibley suggests,
I think it is far healthier, far better, and far safer to simply stay in the historic biblical tradition that is clear that people need a Savior, and that Jesus is that Savior, and that there is always an inherent urgency in the proclamation of the gospel.
Meanwhile, it can be hard to know how to effectively reach youth with the gospel. Jesus Film Project released a short film yesterday that could be a big help. Since anime animation is extremely popular among youth in Asia, Europe, and America, Jesus Film made a 9-minute anime to tell the gospel. The story has a twist, though. It's the crucifixion told from the perspective of a thief who hangs with Jesus. Find the links to watch the film or its trailer at our website. And are you or a student you know looking for a summer internship? College students and recent graduates now have the opportunity to do more than just file papers. World Hope International is offering several opportunities this summer and fall. Interns are needed for Hope Corps research and spiritual formation and children's programming. Your participation is one step toward ensuring the gospel goes out to many. Our website has more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 is offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.